We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Audrey Sterwald. It's Wednesday, March 11th, 2026. Starting off with a road closure update, construction projects in the city of Champaign have resulted in multiple road closures. Paula Drive will be closed between Honeysuckle Lane and Lakespur Lane starting Monday and is expected to last 6 to 8 weeks. During the closure, residents will not have access to residential driveways. Residents will be able to park on the street when parking is available. Also, in Champaign, a northbound lane of First Street between Springfield Avenue and Healy Street will be closed. The closure will be in effect from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow. Now for a quick sports update. After punching their ticket to the 2A boys basketball state semifinals in Champaign for the first time in 25 years, Tolono Unity looks to make its first ever state title game appearance when the team faces off against Peoria Emanuel tomorrow at 2:30 p.m. in the State Farm Center. Unity's Rockets lifted off their first sectional title when they defeated the Telopolis Wooden Shoes on a buzzer beater in the sectional championship in Monticello on Friday. The Rockets previously fell to the Wooden Shoes twice in their only losses this season. Unity then traveled to the Super Sectional in Pontiac, defeating Bishop McNamara 77-70 to advance to Champaign for the state tournament. To make the state title game, however, the team has to face off Peoria Emanuel, which placed fourth on the state tournament last season, and look to win its first state championship since the team won four straight 2A titles from 1994 to 1997. Unity last made the state semifinals in 2002 when it placed fourth in the 1A during the two-class system. Before Unity, a Champaign County boys basketball team, had not made state since Sentinel placed fourth in 2010's 3A bracket when the finals were played in Peoria. WCIX will broadcast the game live. For tickets and more information, visit fightingalionite.evenue.net. The Urbana School District 116 Board of Education held its regular meeting last night at 6 p.m. After a student ambassador report of a recent club trip, upcoming student-led conferences, and spring break, someone made a statement. They called for an increase in elementary-level science education.
Right now, at elementary level, we are slotted about 30 minutes per week for science education, and we would like to try to see that increase because science is really important for our students as they age, but also for future career opportunities as they address and go to college. Things like engineering, biology, medicine, all of those things are require a lot of science education, and we don't have a lot of that right now.
The board then discussed a district goal to improve school culture by strengthening student behavior supports and reducing exclusionary discipline. They reviewed suspension data from fall 2022 through fall 2025, which showed overall out-of-school suspensions across the district have declined, including significant decreases at Urbana High School. Administrators from the 6th grade center, Urbana Middle School, and Urbana High School shared behavior and suspension data, reinforcing this district-wide decline. Chastity Beckless, Director of Equity and School Improvement for the district, shared key takeaways from the meeting.
We are seeing movement, good movement as well. And so some of the things that we want to ensure that we're doing to help focus our efforts, right, and really be on the same page is continuing our strategic plan, the ISBE plan that we had to do, which has lots of things they named: restorative practices, professional development for SRS's deans, and then working really with MTSS, our services that we're providing for students as well. And so strengthening those things that are already in the plan that many of the secondary leaders helped create last year.
The board first voted to approve several items on the agenda, like minutes from previous meetings, interfund loans, IHSA membership approval for the upcoming school year, and authorization of sale of disposable property. Assistant Superintendent of Human Resources Andre Franklin presented the district's annual reduction in force list, a routine process that identifies positions that could be cut off if staffing or budget changes require it. The meeting concluded after the board approved the honorable dismissal of certain full-time educational support personnel and a few announcements, like an introduction of the annual 5th grade transition day. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyalionite.com. Contributor reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Grace Avila, Adam Edwards, and Madison Magnus. From WPGU News, this has been Audrey Sterwald.